It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
We've got help on the way.
Over 100,000 pounds of equipment, several 18-wheelers.
Teams from around here are doing what they can in Florida after the hurricane. It's Thursday, October 10th. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex. Coming up, 7-Eleven owners fed up. And is LA going broke? If so, no wonder they want to ride some more parking tickets around here. But first, the hurricane responding to it in Florida. We are sending help. Teams from LA City Fire are with FEMA assisting, and now a second team from the OC Fire Authority. It's Urban Search and Rescue. It's a state task force deployed back east after Hurricane Milton. First time this team's gone in 16 years. OCFA Division Chief Kevin Fetterman says a different one went out after Hurricane Helene.
The impact that our personnel are able to make on the mission and the impact they're able to make on people's lives in North Carolina is tremendous, and the impact on the people that they're able to rescue and help in Florida will be tremendous.
Let me tell you, when these guys move, they move.
They take over 100,000 pounds of equipment, several 18-wheelers, light vehicles, boats. They really come with a full complement.
It's a structural specialist team, doctors, canines, and people who are really good at rescues. It's a street takeover there, turned into a 7-Eleven smash and grab. And the 7-Eleven owners, they are getting really tired of this. People from the company and the franchise owners got together today to announce their support for Prop 36. It's on your ballot in November as the one that would raise the penalties for the repeat offenders. Pete Demetrio at that rally, he tells us who he met out there.
Jawad Ersani, who owns two 7-Eleven stores, says he hopes a change in the law will prevent what has happened to his stores twice in the last 2 months, where flash mobs devastated them.
Group of 30 to 40 young individuals on bikes pull up in front of the store. They come in the store all at once. They go in all parts of the store and start to destroy, start to vandalize, and then start to take merchandise. And in some cases, they start throwing it. They've thrown it to my workers, and then they basically leave after that. And they take video. They think this is fun. They think this is an activity. And it's devastating to the community.
Now, we've talked about this before. The governor's made it clear he wants cities around California to do more with the homeless camp cleanups. And there's new laws in Newport Beach and Anaheim aimed at doing that. Newport's restrictions taking effect today. John Baird talked to the spokesman in Anaheim, Mike Lister, about some changes that could be coming soon. Banning sleeping on sidewalks and on bus benches and in medians.
Just to make sure I understand, does this mean that you cannot lie down anywhere in public or camp or sleep anywhere in public? Or is it only public places like parks and city hall and city sidewalks?
The laws are really geared at public spaces, which would include bus stops and sidewalks. And the goal is to make sure that those are clear. So a mom in a stroller doesn't have to go out in the street because a sidewalk is blocked. Or somebody who's worked all day and is waiting for the bus, that they don't have to sit in the sun because a bus stop has been taken over, not by somebody riding the bus, but by somebody using it as living space. So the goal is to make sure that these public spaces are available for their intended uses while always offering help to somebody who may be in the unfortunate position of homelessness.
What if they don't accept your offer and don't want to move?
They could be issued a citation as a first step towards dealing with that issue.
So there's Anaheim, now Los Angeles. Could the city of LA be on the verge of going broke? Nobody at City Hall is using those kind of words yet, but they are saying things are not exactly going to be easy.
Los Angeles has a cash cushion. It's money for emergencies. The bank account currently has about $330 million in it. It is pocket change when you compare it to the city's overall $13 billion budget. And on that $330 mil, that reserve fund, it's 4% of the overall city budget. It breaks a rule that says that the reserve should be no lower than 5% of the budget. And there's this, the very real possibility that reserve could drop below 3%, which would trigger a citywide fiscal emergency.
Our charter establishes that we raise our reserves back to our 5% minimum. We will need to, for the time being, limit our spending.
Is what you're proposing a cutback in city services?
This is why we would be asking the departments to manage the best that they can.
And everyone should understand that there is no flexibility in our ability to draw from any future dollars or resources. We don't have it. We just don't have it.
This LA cash crunch has several causes. One of them is a steep decline in tax revenue, and the city has paid out what's nearing $200 million in liability claims. 40% of those cases are connected to the Los Angeles Police Department.
Those are Craig Figner, always working there at LA City Hall. Feds say a $200,000 armed robbery in the parking lot of a Chase Bank in Palmdale. Inside job. ATF officials say a guard and two others worked together to take the money. Investigators say the guard found out when this couple was going to withdraw $200,000 and sent a series of texts and phone calls to a co-conspirator, passed on the info to two guys accused of robbing the bank in February. Federal officials say one of the suspects laundered the money through the Commerce Casino from February to March. Three people indicted now, federal charges. They got him. If convicted, facing max sentences of life in prison. Big milestone today at the future home of the Space Shuttle Endeavor. You know, the California Science Center there in Expo Park.
That's the beam.
It was a tapping out ceremony here at the future Samuel Ocean Air and Space Center, with the final steel beams being placed in the roof. Here to see it, Linda Ocean. The Space Center was her husband's dream.
It's unbelievable, really. I started in 2012 with this, and here we are, 2024. And the building is going up, and I'm very happy, very excited, and I just feel like my husband is watching this whole thing.
After the final beams are secured, work will turn to the inside, and the California Science Center's Jeff Rudolph says the Shuttle Endeavor will have a lot of company.
We still have another 100-plus artifacts, other aircraft and spacecraft, forward section of a 747 being probably the biggest one, other rockets, all kinds of things, and planes. And then we have over 100 hands-on exhibits going into those. So all that has to go in. So it's going to be a few years before we open to the public, but it will be well worth it.
Once the center is open, it will be the only place the public can see up close a space shuttle in a vertical position ready for takeoff.
Those are Karen Adams. Quick break and then some robo-taxi news and a different kind of museum news. Okay, the robo-taxis first. Warner Brothers tonight in Burbank unveiling from Tesla so-called cyber cab, which may not have a steering wheel or any pedals in there. It's one of the robo-taxis. Here's CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
Tesla isn't the only company with this vision. Many car company executives say their teams are working on something similar, and Google has gone the next step, releasing self-driving taxis as a test in California and some other states.
Here's your criticism, though. Some of the analysts are saying Elon Musk and Tesla have yet to actually show the system can do things safely without a human in there to grab some kind of wheel and prevent a crash. Okay, Karen was out at the Science Center. You know, we have great museums out here in Los Angeles. We've got LACMA, we've got the Getty, we got the Grammy Museum, we got the Peterson. What about everything else, though? If you want unusual history, there is now a list of spots that most of us have not heard of.
There are 64 museums featured in the book. The website, there's currently 788 entries there.
Todd LaRue, the author of Also on View, Unique and Unexpected Museums of Greater LA, he spent like forever on this. There's a streetlight museum, there's a neon art museum, there's a bunny museum.
And they're up to, I don't know what the count is now, it's got to be close to 40,000 bunny-related objects.
We have a skateboard museum, candy wrappers.
A collection of several million bird eggs up in Camarillo.
So here's his thing. Go and find out what's in your own backyard, because basically Southern California has got everything.
Absolutely. You know, I think that element of surprise, of not really knowing what you're going to see, who you're going to meet, is really what drove me.
Did you know Long Beach has the oldest tattoo shop in the country? Yeah, go out and learn something. The website is pretty easy. You can get the book there. And then also he's got the whole list of all the stuff he's found on his website, everymuseum.la. That's it. That's the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the full inventory for all 14 at LACarGuy.com. Like and follow and do all that stuff. I do believe your usual host will be back tomorrow, so you will be rid of me. See ya.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.